My Mac Podcast 1009, Folded Reality.
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this week's mighty My Mac podcast. Yes, we're back again, 2 weeks in a row. Can you believe it? Well, we have made fun of folded phones ever since they came out. Super expensive, and not long after purchase, a visible seam would appear across the screen. It's been a couple of years since then, and technology, as always, has improved. There are now whispers across the internets that Apple might dip a toe into the folded space. Will they do better? Will it be more expensive than similar non-folded gizmos? Will the G-men not be giant hypocrites and make fun of Apple's try as well? What do you think? Well, I'm going to ask Guy and see what he thinks in a moment. That's if he's still there.
Yeah, I'm still here. Good. Unbelievable. How did I get here? I'm recording, so I had to be here.
Can I answer my own question?
You can.
That I've just put out there. Yes, we will.
Oh, be giant hypocrites?
No.
Or make fun of Apple as well?
Make fun of Apple as well. Yes.
Okay. It's kind of like hypocrites. Make fun. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think we'll probably end up doing both without realizing it.
Yeah, probably. How have you been?
I've been very well, actually. I've been, this week's been obviously a back at home week to a degree, because obviously I arrived back and then I did the podcast last weekend with you. And then this week it's been getting back into the routine. However, I've not been volunteering this week because there's been no sessions. The guy who arranges it has been away. So I've been out on the bike. We've just been doing stuff in the garden, getting the shed sorted, getting the loft sorted, clearing stuff out, because my youngest daughter and her partner have decided to give up their jobs. Yay! And go off around the world. It's not quite that simple. They actually are giving up their jobs, but they've decided to take a career break, as it were, and enjoy, well, other parts of the world, much like my elder daughter did, but when she was much younger, prior to being in work. So, yeah. Career breaks, they seem to be all the norm these days.
Guess. I kind of did both.
The youth of today, I don't believe it.
Yeah, these kinds of things, taking a career break and traveling the world, not at all possible. When you and I were so much younger, yes. I was actually lucky because I didn't take a career break, but still managed to see quite a bit of the world.
Yeah, well, that was mainly because of your career, possibly. Mm, but maybe. I mean, yeah. So we've been clearing out loft and sheds for spaces, because they're bringing lots of boxes back.
Oh, they're giving up their flat too?
Because they've sold, or she sold her flat. they're going to be away for I don't know how long. And I know what's going to happen when they come back. They're going to be coming here.
What?
Yes. It's like boomerang kids these days. That's what we call them, boomerang kids. They go and come back, and you keep throwing them out, and they keep coming back.
Yeah, it's like fly fishing. It's like, they come back again.
I sat in front of my Mac this week, discussing treasurer things, because I'm finally giving up my position as treasurer within the East Mids Rugby Referees Society.
So you're retiring?
Well, I'm not retiring exactly. I'm still going to be a member of the society, and I will still help them out. But I think after almost 20 years of doing treasurer, I think it's about time I, handed the reins over to someone who's got a fresh outlook on things.
Someone who's younger and knows about numbers,
And there was only so much more that you could take out before they'd notice. So I get it.
Actually, I'm leaving it in a much better state than than I was handed. So I'll take that as a win. Anyway, what have you been doing, and what are you going to be doing, Guy?
This is going to be a fun weekend, and I kind of needed a fun weekend.
What, because you're potting with me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of it.
Don't sound quite so.
Well, no, just I was distracted because I was looking at, because I record in Hindenburg, and I looked over at the screen and it looked off, and I was just like, for a moment, my attention span was like, there's Gaz, there's Hindenburg. They're both trying to tell me something, and I can't quite figure out what either one is trying to tell me.
Yeah, good get out. I like it. Good get out. Yeah, anyway, what are you doing? So you're going to some soccer match or something, are you?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny you should say that. It is. In a way, yes and no. Tomorrow, I'm going to Audi Field, which is the field that DC United, which is the Major League Soccer franchise here for the Washington, D.C. area. That's where they play out of, and that's what that stadium was built for, Audi Field. But I'm actually going to see the D.C. Defenders of the United Football League. And when I say football, I mean American football. It's not the football that everyone else around the world refers to as football, except for the U.S. You know, there just seems to be a Gulf of America apartness from everyone in that regard. Small joke there.
Just that regard.
Yeah, we'll just let that go. It should be a lot of fun. It's the first time I've actually seen the DC Defenders, and it's my first time to Audi Field. On the other hand, on the unfortunate side, our trip to Asbury Park that I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks is going to be postponed probably to the fall for reasons that I won't go into here. Not sure if we're going to do something else instead. I've already got the time off. So I have.
So listeners, tell Guy what I've been telling him. He's already got the time off. Make sure he persuades his good lady that they are going somewhere lovely, and she's going to love it.
Yeah, I'm thinking some kind of sedative in her coffee Friday morning, and then just put her in the car and be someplace. Or would that be wrong?
Nah.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine as the policeman takes me away. Yes. I guess that's kind of everything that's going on for me right now. So whether or not we may actually do a podcast next weekend. No. You said you had something going on next weekend.
Well, next week, yes, we're walking in Norfolk, but only from Monday through to Friday. So
that's right.
I will be back at the weekend. So, yeah.
So if I can't convince Tracy to do something that is fun or fun, a derivative of fun, then we may do a podcast next week together after all. Cool. Ask me what I'm recording on, Gaz.
Are you recording on your seat?
I am. It's the same chair I've had for a long time.
How about a mic?
Ooh, well, funny you should say that, even though I completely hinted that you should. I'm back on the Earthworks Ethos microphone, and the person who tempted me to get this microphone, Dave Hamilton, has now also tempted me into buying another microphone, which is on its way. And it's the Heil PR35. Now, I have, for years, I used the Heil PR40.
Haven't you lusted over the Heil PR35?
I'm sorry?
Haven't you lusted over the PR35?
It is one of those that was on my list, but it's a handheld condenser. And I've got lots of handheld condensers, and for the price they wanted for it, it was kind of like, okay, I'll just get something else instead. But it's got right now, I don't know how much longer it's going to be available at this price. It's for like $99. So, yeah, even though I needed another microphone, like I needed another hole in my head, I have another microphone coming. And damn Dave Hamilton's Black Soul, even though he's been helpful to all Mac users for 20 plus years, for tempting me into buying another microphone. And it's, this is not the first time this has happened, Gaz.
No.
Gary Apter out in Boise, Idaho, has been continuously sending me links to microphones that he has found on the internet.
He knows how to push the buttons. Mr. Apter.
Yeah.
Reverend Apter.
Apparently. Reverend. Yeah. But I haven't gotten too many that he's sent me yet, but it has not stopped him from trying. Cool. Well, why don't we go on over to the recent MyMac.com articles and tell you all about what's going on the website. It's so much busier now that more and more people are starting to put things on there other than podcasts. However,
are these all new? Because some feel like they're not. The first two in particular.
I vaguely remember
those and the date.
Oh, you know what? The first two, you are absolutely right. We did those the last time.
Yeah. So we'll start from number three.
Right, which is also a podcast. GSE 433, Vision Pro Music Dance Experience. On this episode of The Geekiest Show Ever, Melissa and Elisa discuss the hit TV show Severance, an Apple Vision Pro demo experience, and a favorite app from SetApp. Interesting. So go on over and check that out.
The next article is Directive 831, Tales from the AI Verse Part 4. This is posted by Mr. Searle.
It is.
I've never heard of him. Yeah, in his final chapter, Helix unleashes Directive 831. What does this mean for Jensen? A bitter end for a final hope. And if you've not a clue what any of that is about, you might have to listen or read the first three chapters or four chapters or however many chapters there are.
This was the last one. Final chapter.
Yeah. Final one of
four.
Great.
Yeah. This isn't like Halloween.
Oh, that's me. I'm being dumb.
Okay.
Said that in the title, didn't it? Tales from the AI Verse Part 4. I actually said it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I just want to assure everyone that this isn't like Halloween or Friday the 13th, where they keep talking about this is the final chapter and then they make 20 more right after it. So no, this is the last chapter for Directive 831. Next up is Essential Apple Podcast 304. UK wants spooks in iPhones. First off, Simon is apologizing for being obscenely late for putting this one out. And also, yes, I know it should be iCloud in the title, but that typeface has lowercase and it looks silly in all capitals. Don't ask me. Go on over and listen to that podcast to figure that one out.
Geeks Pub Terminator Breakfast Club, a new Atari Watch, Daredevil Returns, Electric State, Invincible S3, Avatar 3, The Russos or Russos, the top streaming services, and the penultimate 80s movie face-off. Geeks Pub is a podcast. Is that David and Tim?
That's David and Tim. Yep.
Yes.
And the last one for this week is Pass It On, another Tales from the AI-verse, edited and expanded on by me. Ethan Reeves was living the influencer's dream, or at least that's what his followers thought. A tale of greed and horror.
And dum, that's, dum, 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 dum.
That is the last, and I am still in the planning stages for creating these as a new podcast, but it's still just in the planning stages. A lot will be determined by what happens this July. And no, I'm not going to go into that right now. Gaz.
Do you want Gazzy snippets?
I do.
So, seamless. Yeah. Seamless. Okay. quite quiet this week. I struggled a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
But anyway, Apple are to invest nearly $100 million towards a renewable energy or to renewable energy in China. Today,
that would be a good start.
Last week, Apple announced a new investment of 720 Chinese yuan around $99.2 million to fund an expansion of clean energy sources in China. This is a step towards Apple's goal to use 100% renewable energy, somewhat difficult in a China that uses rather a lot of coal in some of their power stations. Moving on. iPad was underwater for 5 years before it helped solve an attempted murder. In what sounds like the plot of a thriller, an iPad thrown into London's River Thames spent more than 5 years underwater before it was found and provided key evidence to convict three men of attempted murder. Wow.
That sounds like a Tales from the AI verse.
It does, doesn't it? There you go. There's another one for you. Yeah. Apple won't be fined by the EU over browser choice after a second change. The European Union is reportedly set to announce that Apple won't be fined for failing to comply with an antitrust law relating to choice of iPhone web browser. The maximum could have gone up as high as 10% of the company's global revenue. Apple initially made one change to iOS to allow users to set a different default browser, but the EU had ruled that this was not enough to make it compliant with the law, so they had to make another change, which they have done. Apple has announced the WWDC 2025 for June 9th. iOS 19 and more is expected.
We shall see. Yeah.
What
else are they going to do? Watch Tim Cook twiddle his thumbs and clap his hands and go like this a lot.
Greetings, Tim the Enchanter.
Yes.
Apple lowers the interest rate for the Apple Card savings account.
Yeah.
Apple has once again lowered the interest rate for its Apple Card savings account. It now earns just 3.75 APY, down from the 3.9% APY that it offered prior. I've got another story relating to that, which gave a 4.5%. So I might come back to that, and I might not read all of it when I realize I've possibly made a mistake.
Here's the thing. It's still, at least here in the U.S., highest that you can.
I'm not complaining about it. I think the next story says about it as well. I'll come to that other story in a little while, and you can clarify your details. iPhone 16 ban ending on April 11th after the $300 million plus deal in Indonesia. Do you remember that was the iPhone 16 was banned in Indonesia?
Yeah.
Last year. Well, it's being lifted. Yes.
What did Apple do?
Well, I think they've basically given them $300 million. There's probably going to be an investment in the country. You know, it's going to be an investment in a factory or something. Anyway,
yes, I'm sure. I'm sure absolutely no money changed hands with politicians, because that would be wrong.
Apple has donated $4 million for Chinese app development. In a visit to DeepSeek's hometown, Apple has donated 30 million yuan, $4.1 million.
Yuan.
You may say it that way.
How do they say it? I think that's the
correct.
Important bit.
Correct. Anyway, he's donated $4.1 million to Zhenjiang University to help fund development training in China. Tim Cook's been over there. He's been doing quite a lot by the sound of it. Apple Card savings still hold strong. Here we go. Yeah. So it said that there was a high point of 4.5%, but it still holds strong compared to others, even though it's down now at 3.75. So that just reconfirms what you were going to say. From Minjin to Warren, Apple Maps adds more than 250 indigenous place names in Australia, and I'm sorry if I said Minjin and Warren completely incorrectly, much like I can't say Yen. Apple names nice Vanessa Trigub as a new role as VP of retail stores. yeah, they seem to be making some changes to their executive team.
Yeah, but it's, anyway, it's never, it's like in retail, you know, it's, how about some shakeup in like products that are actually in development? How about some shakeups there?
Yeah, Apple, you listen to Guy.
Yeah, because I'm so smart. I have a podcast.
Apple chips will be made in the created. US. Will you let me finish?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Apple chips will be made in the US at a faster pace, says TMMC. I will come back to that story in a little while. Apple legally responsible for age verification of App Store users in Utah.
Really? How?
Apple and Google will become legally responsible for age verification of App Store users in Utah after the App Store Accountability Act was signed into law. It takes effect on May 7th, giving the tech giants little time to implement it. Both companies have opposed the legislation, but similar laws look set to follow in at least 8 more US states. Made in America, Apple silicon to lag behind Taiwan's output. So this isn't really a follow-up to that other story that I just mentioned. It's kind of a separate article. It says Apple's custom silicon chips will begin to be manufactured in the United States at an accelerated pace as TSMC adjusts its timelines. Although the chips produced domestically will be limited to older models for the foreseeable future. Exclusive Apple chip TSM supplier at TSMC has confirmed that the future fabrication facilities in the United States will be brought online more quickly than the first Arizona-based plant, which was beset by delays. New US plants to take no more than 2 years to complete, a significant improvement over the five-year timeline required for its initial facility. Despite the expected pace, the chips produced in these new plants will not power Apple's fastest models in the most advanced fabrication processes will remain exclusive to TSMC's operations in Taiwan.
Not a surprise.
Not a surprise at all.
No.
Okay. Apple TV Plus scores 13 BAFTA television award nominations for hit series and specials. Now, I don't normally mention these anymore. I used to mention them all the time, but I don't mention them.
That's the UK.
Yes, it's similar.
Okay,
similar.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but it the reason I'm bringing it up is because it came up with a show that I hadn't heard about, The Velveteen Rabbit, Apple's hit espionage drama. So I'm going to have to look out for that now.
I know absolutely nothing about that.
Absolutely, and nor did I. So that's why I mentioned the BAFTA award, because it gave me an out to be able to mention that particular show. So I'm going to have to look out for that. The Velveteen Rabbit, apparently an espionage drama. Oh, no, hang on a minute. Now, it may not be. I'm just reading that full sentence now, and it says, and The Velveteen Rabbit. Still hadn't heard of that. Apple's hit espionage drama, Slow Horses, earned six nominations. Right. Okay, so The Velveteen Rabbit is still a show that I hadn't heard of. It and may not be an espionage show. Now we have no idea
what it's actually about. Well, it's about espionage. Oh, no, wait. No.
That's no, it's Slow not. Horses. Wait, it's not. No, yeah. No. And that's the next show.
It's about a rabbit made of cheese. We don't know. We have absolutely
no idea. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, while I'm carrying on, just see if, have you got any spare devices that you could see what The Velveteen Rabbit is all about?
Yeah.
Because
ahead.
Then we'll find out it's some childish cartoon thing, which we're never going to watch anyway. The Turkish Competition Board opens a probe into Apple. On Thursday, the Turkish Competition Board announced that it was launching an investigation into Apple and four other companies to dig into whether they've been meddling with the sales prices set by resellers in Turkey. We shall see what happens on that.
Okay.
One.
Do you want to know about The Velveteen Rabbit?
Yes, please. Yes, okay. Please.
The Velveteen Rabbit is a beloved children's book written by Marjorie Williams and illustrated by William Nicholson. It was first published in 1922 and has been republished many times since. The story follows a stuffed rabbit's desire to become real through the love of its owner, a young boy who receives the rabbit as a Christmas gift. The Velveteen Rabbit has been adapted into various forms, including a play and a movie on Apple TV released in 2023.
So, right. Okay. You don't need to say anymore.
Yeah.
I might watch it just to embarrass myself now.
But, you know, here's the thing. I was much more interested in it when it was an espionage thriller.
So was I for some unknown reason. You know what?
And here's the other thing. I almost wish I didn't know this and that I had gone to watch it thinking it was going to be an espionage thriller.
I could have left that as an April Fool's, couldn't I?
Oh, guy is gone.
You got to the end of the film and gone, this has got nothing to do with espionage.
Edit point.
No, I don't think there's any edit required. Okay.
See the Velveteen Rabbit, the latest espionage thriller.
Can you just imagine the Velveteen Rabbit? It's got a gun hidden inside it.
It's my lucky rabbit's foot. Bang.
I'll tell you what you should put into AI. Oh. Make the Velveteen Rabbit into an espionage film.
I will put that into ChatGPT and see what happens when it comes up.
Apple updates Final Cut Pro for iPad and Final Cut camera. Oh, God, dear. Let me move on. WhatsApp now can now be your default calling and texting on iPhone. These stories are irrelevant now.
We're kind of past anything.
Apple TV Plus kicks off the baseball season with a new documentary on the 2024 World Series. It's espionage based. All glass Apple Watch, a step toward Johnny Ive's dream phone. Maybe not. Just wanted to bring that up for the Apple, for the Johnny Ive bit. Yeah. Because I've got a thing about Johnny Ive later.
Do you know how to spell espionage? Because I do not.
Yeah. Do you really want me to find?
Oh, no, 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 no. Right now it's espionage is what I have in the show notes.
Espionage.
Oh, see, you just went way too fast.
Espionage.
Yeah.
A-G-E. Espionage. Espionage.
Because there's an extra I. That's why it didn't look right. There.
Right. Okay.
Much better.
Apple needs a snow sequoia. I think this company must have been listening to us on our podcast last week.
Or so many weeks, so many other weeks when we've said something like this. Just
Apple's set to face minimal fines under the DMA as EU fears Trump retaliation. I won't go too far into that story. Yeah. Expansive Apple TV Plus office buildings are rising in Culver City. While many office developers are holding back due to a sluggish leasing market, Apple is actively progressing with the construction of a striking new Apple TV Plus office complex located on the boundary between Culver City and Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'm just picturing people going to work in the morning and then looking over and going, where the hell did that building come from?
Yeah. And why has it got espionage written all over it?
Poorly. Why has it got it written poorly? Oh, we're off again.
Apple sells Lumon Terminal Pro on its website as part of the severance marketing. Great. Whoopee-doo.
Oh, God.
Boo, hiss. No, Apple isn't going to release a new iPhone mini. And I'll tell you what, I wish they would, because today I had my dear lady, Mrs. Gaz, asked me to get something fixed on our phone. And she's got the iPhone 12 mini. And I picked it up. I thought, this is really light. Yeah, the screen's a bit smaller, but it's not that bad. But it's really light. And it slips in the pocket so much easier. Apple, don't keep making bigger phones. I'll leave it there. Six things to know about Apple's upcoming foldable phone.
All right, don't talk about it.
That's I'm not going section. To. It's just it was a story which I thought, where? What? iPhone users in the EU can now set Google Maps as their default navigation app. Whoopee-doo. That That is the end of Gaz's espionage snippets.
Yeah, because there was absolutely no way to use anybody else's maps program to get from point A to point B on an iPhone. Okay. Moving past the Velveteen Rabbit and espionage thrillers.
Well, I've now what I'd like to find is, I don't think I've got him, but it's a shame I can't find Elmer going something about those damn rabbits.
Come back here, you widow stinkers.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to anyway. Do this now?
What?
Are we going to do this now?
Have you lost your mind?
No, no.
No,
no, no, no, no.
I would dance and be merry like a ding-a-dairy.
Ding-a-dairy. If I only had a brain.
Ding-a-dairy.
Ding-a-dairy, damn it. I don't even remember what it was that that's in relation to. I know at one point we thought he was saying something else. But I really should get to the center section.
12 seconds later.
Yeah. So yeah. what we're gonna talk about, the Apple iFold, or maybe
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right. We're out of it now.
Okay. So there's all kinds of stuff out there from the usual sources, and I'm saying this with a look of resignation because it's like there must have been something else to talk about, Gaz, but there really is not. This is the most interesting thing that has happened in Apple tech over the last week, is all this talk about a foldable iPhone. So let's talk about that. Design and display. A book-style design. The phone will open like a book, similar, or let's just say exactly like, a Samsung Galaxy Z Fold series.
But isn't that part of the process of opening something? It folds open.
Yeah.
Fold, open book, folds, open.
Which is why it's so important that we brought up that it was going to open like a book.
I think if they want to be really clever, they can do it so that the fold is at the top. So it folds, so you get a really long phone.
Well, we're going to talk about the aspect ratio in just a little bit. A crease-free display. Apple is focusing on eliminating the crease commonly found in foldable phones, providing a smooth, uninterrupted screen experience, which I just cannot see anyone being capable of doing. Anything that folds will eventually, that will be the weakest part of whatever it is. It doesn't matter.
And I'll tell you what, guy.
Door,
I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
I've not experienced a foldable phone yet.
No,
but is there a ridge in that middle as well? Whenever I'm on my iPad and I'm scrolling across, or I'm on the phone and I'm scrolling across, if there's any gunk that is on the screen, yeah, even if it's the finest amount of gunk, I have to get rid of that. I cannot stand running the finger over the screen and feeling that. Now, if I've got a ridge, that would drive me insane.
Yeah. And remember, all that stuff you're feeling on your iPad, that is the finest quality gunk that Apple can create. It's the iGunk.
Absolutely. You can't get any better than Apple gunk.
Apple gunk. It's amazing. Used by espionage services all over the world.
Absolutely.
Outer display. 5.5 inches. Inner display, 7.8 inches with a 4:3 aspect ratio, resembling the iPad, or let's just say exactly like the iPad, for consistent software and multitasking capabilities.
Yeah, but if they have the crease at the top, they could have a 1:7 aspect ratio.
Yeah, because you'll just go rip it in half and throw the other half away. Materials, a titanium alloy casing with a liquid metal hinge is expected. In other words, we have no real idea for durability and premium feel. Ooh. Software.
Wasabi.
The foldable iPhone. Oh my God, I love this. The foldable iPhone may run a customized version of iPadOS or iOS designed for multitasking and compatibility with existing apps. It's like, what else really? Is it going to run?
I mean, you've just written that to write something.
Yes.
They've just made words up and just gone, how can we make this sound interesting, like we know what we're talking about? Much like us.
Exactly. The thing is, it's going to run iPadOS or iOS applications. The question is, will it run iOS and then iOS apps that have been specifically tailored to run in a 4:3 aspect ratio, or will it just run iPadOS apps? Don't know yet. We don't know anything about this yet. We're guessing our asses off here. Dual lens rear camera setup and front facing cameras for both the folded and unfolded states. Ah, innovation. And here's one. Biometric authentication, likely to feature Touch ID integrated into the power button instead of Face ID due to space constraints. I have no idea what that is supposed to mean. Are you saying that when this thing is open, that there won't be a rear-facing or front-facing camera? Is that what you're trying to say, Mr. Author? God. All right. Oh, what is this? What is my computer doing to me right now? Stop it.
I don't know what it's doing to
you. It just came up with some kind of screen. Do you want to rate? It's like, no, I don't want to rate anything right now. Leave me the hell alone. I'm talking to Gaz. There should be.
Yeah, that should be enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what is it that there should be a focus mode? Okay. That
there is.
When your email address comes up, everything else is ignored on the computer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even for people that don't do this podcast.
Even when my face appears.
Yeah. Face ID. Portability. Thickness. When unfolded.
Folded.
As if I know how to speak. When unfolded, as thin as 4.8 millimeters. When folded. Oh, wow. Innovation. About twice as thick at 9 to 9.5 millimeters. Making it compact, yet slightly chunky. When closed, battery inefficiency, high density battery cells, and optimized components. Good God. Let's get a few more. Yeah, I'm gonna keep going. For improved battery life. The outrage is like building inside of me at this moment. Pricing expected to cost between $2,000 and $2,500. Wait for it. Positioning it as a premium device. Yeah, wow. Because I want to spend $2,500 on something that isn't a premium device. The foldable iPhone is anticipated to launch in late 2026, marking Apple's entry into the foldable market with a focus on seamless design and software integration. It was so hard, Gaz, to get through that entire bit that I just said.
I'm not surprised.
All right, so
I've got a feeling there is a massive lull in these writers' information on what's going to be happening with Apple. So they're making up stories. Because I'll tell you what, I just don't see many foldable phones out there. You see the occasional one, but you just don't see that many. And Apple's all about making sure there's a marketplace for them.
Well, except for the Vision Pro.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's the exception rather than the norm.
Yeah, but then, okay. But they've got a marketplace here. It's their Velveteen Rabbit. That was completely new.
Yeah.
This is not really completely new, is it? They've already got a device which covers most of that. So
they've got two devices.
I would be extremely surprised if they bring out a foldable phone.
Okay. Well, I got some questions.
Go on then.
All right. How will iPhone apps work when the display's aspect ratio is 4:3 versus the iPhone's 9:16 horizontal or 16:9 vertical work? How will that work?
No big idea. Borders.
You really? Wow. Look at those borders. They're huge. With Apple's, I love this. With Apple's emphasis on thinness, this will be a chunky boy.
Can I stop you there? Can I stop you there? Apple's previous emphasis on thinness, that's kind of gone away a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's like, we used to make an iMac that you could cut cheese with, but now we have this chunky boy. How will Apple justify carrying such a device after talking up so much thinness?
Yeah, well, that's not a problem. So do your homework.
Yeah. If the pricing holds true, what would the market be for such an expensive phone, bearing in mind that this is with minimum specs versus having more storage or some of the other things?
Can I ask the question, where did that pricing come from?
Oh, right out of their asses. Smells like teen spirit, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. Will app developers flock to yet another device with a different aspect ratio, or will there be a way to change already existing iPad or iPhone applications?
Tumbleweed.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I have no freaking idea. It's you know, you're gonna need a slow horse to figure that one out. That's all I can figure out. Oh, look at you. Are you head nodding? You are.
Hit it. Gaz's tips. Most important. Gaz's tips. Most important. Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. I am not sure if I've done this before. I think I have, but I can't quite remember. But I'm going to repeat it, or it's going to be a new one to you, and you're going to love me for it.
I don't remember, so it's new to me.
Do you get fed up when you click on your desktop and all of your apps disappear off into the edge?
Yes. I was just thinking, and this is not a joke. This is not a joke.
Right. Okay.
Over the last couple of weeks, when I click on the Finder desktop, not on any of the open windows, and everything just goes, whoosh, it's like, hey, no, stop that. Are you going to tell me a way to make that stop?
I think so.
God bless you.
I think so. You go into settings, you find desktop and dock. You scroll down until you see Stage Manager. Is that right? Until you see Desktop and Stage Manager. In there is an option which says click wallpaper to reveal desktop. It gives you two options, always or only in Stage Manager. Click on only in Stage Manager and hey, voila. You can click on your desktop and your apps will stay where they are.
Before you nod, I've got something to add to that.
Go on.
Within that same system preference, just below that for Stage Manager, you can turn off Stage Manager and it should prevent everything from happening regardless. And I'm going to try it right now. I just made that change.
Oh. Guy is a happy man, and we must be on the same wavelength.
Would
you not agree?
I will agree.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's
tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
Gaz, you are absolutely right. extremely right. I cannot believe that that was your tip this week.
Interestingly, I was almost going to use your Wi-Fi tip, but I thought, no, I'm not going to use Guy's Wi-Fi tip because I don't like it.
But why don't you like it?
But that aside, you can tell the viewers about it. Viewers, you can tell the listeners about it if you like. But I thought, no, I'm going to do another tip. And then I came across that one and I thought, hang on a minute, have I told this before? Because I've already done it. It's something I've already done. That's why I'm not sure if I've already given that tip. But there you go. Anyway.
Yeah, the part that cracks me up when it went, because I sent that to both you and Carl.
Yes.
And your reply to that was, I can't find it now.
I think my response was something like, how old are you? 9?
Yeah, exactly. And I never could figure out what you meant by that, but I figured it was insulting. It was like, okay. So.
Yeah. How old are you? 9? Because you've only just found that out is where I was coming from.
Right. But I'm not going to talk about it.
Next week. Next week.
We can talk about it next week. Do you have a pick?
I do. Do you as well?
I do.
Okay, well, I'll go with mine first. Okay. I actually sent this link to both Carl and Guy.
The person you're podcasting with right now.
Yeah, and it's basically Johnny Ive is on Desert Island Discs. Now, Desert Island Discs is a program which has been going on over here in the UK since forever. It is a very old program, and there are lots of famous people from all around the world that have been on that show. And basically, there's an interviewer who talks to whoever's the guest on, and they have to pick 8 songs, and they have to choose which songs they're going to keep on a desert island. And there's a few other things as well. But basically, they're there to talk to them about their life and what they've done. And Johnny Ive was on, and it was quite interesting. It's about 30, 40 minutes long, something like that. And it's worth a listen. So I've put that as a Gaz's pick this week for anybody else who may or may not have heard it. I think, touching wood, keeping fingers crossed, that you should be able to pick that up across the world. It's on the BBC website, but I think it's also on BBC Sounds. And I think it should be available through your local access to BBC. So certainly Desert Island Disc is a podcast which you can search for in any app, so you should be able to get to it.
Yeah, you know what I like about Johnny Ives, I mean, besides all the wonderful things that he helped design, he got to the point in his life where he was like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore, and he just left, and he's doing the things that he wants to do while he's young enough to enjoy it. God bless you, sir. You are living the dream. That is living the dream. My pick, which has nothing to do with living the dream, other than if you like microphones and cameras and all kinds of things that you can put onto stands, is this little device right here. Let me bring it a little bit closer.
Well, you might have to describe it just in case.
I'm going to.
Okay.
It is the Gator Frameworks Heavy Duty Steel Construction. What do they call it? It's a mic stand adapter. Yeah, it's a ball and socket mic stand adapter.
Yeah.
And what's cool about this, now I've got this, I've got it on the microphone, but I bought a second one because these things are so great. But what you can see is on the underside of it is your standard 5/8 screw-in connection. On the top part of it is another 5/8, and then there's a ball in a way to loosen everything that ball is attached to. And you can basically take a camera, a microphone, you know, whatever it is that you might put onto a stand and put it in whatever direction it is that you want. Most stand adapters either pivot or go up and down. This, you can move this in any direction that you want to. And it's like $14, something like that. Not real expensive. And The great thing about it is very, very much heavy duty. So if whatever it is that you're putting onto it is heavy, if your stand can handle it, so can this adapter. So once you turn that screw and tighten that ball, unless it's like 50 pounds or more, it's going to hang on to it. So there'll be a link in the show notes for both the Jonny Ive on Desert Island Discs and how to get this Gator Ball and socket mic stand adapter. And yeah, I guess that's all for pick's sake. So I don't really know why I'm still talking about it, but I'm going to move on. Moving on. We don't have any feedback this week.
Aww.
Who do you miss, guys? Tell me who you miss.
I miss a lot of people. But I particularly, I've been making up for the lack of a Mr. Cheesed Off by having cheese.
That
I just have cheese now. After this is finished, the recording's finished, because we haven't got a Mr. Cheesed Off, unfortunately, I'm going to go into the fridge and I'm going to cut a chunk of cheese off and eat it.
We have cheese sticks upstairs and I'm going to do the same thing.
Good.
Okay. So no feedback this week. If you please, if you have anything to say to us, and it really doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. You can tell us whatever you want. You can insult us. You can praise us. You can, you know, wish harm upon
us. I think it's rather difficult for people to praise us, to be perfectly honest with you. But, you know, we'll take it if it comes.
Well, you could put it into ChatGPT and have ChatGPT make it up.
Yeah, so you don't actually have to do it yourself.
Yeah,
that's
then
true.
You just don't even look at it. You don't look at it. You paste it in and you send it off.
You wouldn't feel so guilty then, would you?
No, you'd feel much better about it.
Yeah.
You can make 5 to 10 second bumpers. We love those. We really, really do. And if you want to use naughty words, Marcus, they will
poor
be
Marcus.
Beeped.
Are you picking on Marcus?
I'm totally picking on Marcus. Totally. And Marcus, if you're listening, I'm trying to goad him into sending us something more. If you'd like to help support the show, you can easily do so by going to Patreon, patreon.com/MacPettit. You can send it also, still laughing, to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/VelveteenRabbitEspionage. No, wait for it. No, I'm kidding. It's MacPettit. You can also send that to PayPal, paypal.me/MacPettit. We also have a new Discord channel. So if you go to the show notes and you'll see a link to get to that Discord channel, if you're a Discord user, and you can join up and start some great conversations that have yet to emerge. But we're looking forward to the day when they actually do. Yeah, that would be great. Gaz, if people wanted to contact you and say, why the hell would I join your Discord channel? How would they do that?
Ever so easy, guy. Ever so easy. Just send an email to gazjz@mymac.com. I'm on lots of socials, Mastodon, Blue Sky, Threads, Instagram, lots. So if you can't find me on those socials, send me an email to gaz@mymac.com. We are also both Guy and Gaz on Twitter. I'm going to call it Twitter. I don't care. I'm calling it Twitter. Okay. Even though it's now AI Twitter, apparently.
Who knows what they're going to call it next?
And Blue Sky as Guy and Gaz, GYANDGAZ. There is also an email that you can send to, which is feedback@mymac.com. That's FWBBAZ@mymac.com. I actually said it.
I know. I don't. So that I always have that advantage over you. I just go.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
But at least I admit it. I fess up to it.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
I've got to do it again. You see, now my OCD's kicking in.
No fooling.
Oh.
His name was Guy.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. Right.
Hey, no. Here's the funny bit. You had to put no fooling before you could play it again.
Correct. That's why I said my OCD is kicking in now.
Okay.
That was why, because I heard it. Oh, dear.
Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain.
They don't.
He's the guy.
Am I?
Guy's the one.
Am I?
Guy. You remember Guy?
Do they?
No fooling.
Do you want
an email from Guy?
Do they? I don't know. Well, no.
Unless you tell them how to send an email from Guy, okay. They're not going to know.
Well, so I do respond. When I get emails, I do respond to most of them personally. I don't leave that to
your AI. Secretary.
Yeah, my secretary. Yeah. Boy, she's busy. Tell you that. Oh, wait, no, that's kind of sexist. Whatever the gender is of that person. I don't just know.
Guy, just say my secretary is busy.
Yeah, my secretary is busy and non-existent.
Yeah.
You can.
Male or female. Or any other gender.
Maybe it's a Velveteen Rabbit.
Yeah.
Ah, kind of.
Don't let a Velveteen Rabbit in on your emails because they're very good at espionage.
They really, really are. And there will be an upcoming Tales from the AI-verse starring the Velveteen Rabbit as a spy. And I don't... All right, before I go into the rest of this, see, you've opened this door.
Oh, dear. What have I done?
What was the nationality of the person that wrote that story?
Probably British. Okay, I don't know.
Well, if it's British, then it's going to be a British spy.
Okay.
It's got to stay...
I mean, I'm guessing. I am guessing because I don't actually know, but...
Well, somewhere here in Brave, the Brave browser that I use for StreamYard,
Can I just backtrack a little bit?
Sure.
If I happened to be Spanish, I would have said they were probably Spanish.
Yeah, Español.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah.
But I'd have said they were Spanish. I happen to come from Britain. The Velvet. We've got lots of children writers over here. Can we move on?
We've got lots of children writers doing podcasts.
Give them your bloody email, will you?
¿Cómo está es Velveteen Rabbit?
Here we go.
Which is so bad Spanish. If you would like to send me an email saying, stop doing bad Spanish, you can do so by sending that to... There it is, at mymac.com. You can also reach me as Mac Pettit or Vertshark over there on Twitter, Ox, whatever you want to call it. I'm also Mac Parrot over there on Blue Sky. And you already said that we have Guy and Gaz over there on Blue Sky as well, didn't you?
I did.
You did. So those are the ways to get a hold of me. I would love to hear from you. And the best way to hear something from me is to write to me first. That's probably the best way to go. Because I don't know everyone that listens.
I can't believe that this section gets longer and longer.
It does.
I just don't know how it does
because
that.
Because we've gone off on so many crazy contact. Tangents.
It's just contact.
It is. Now, we also have a Google Voice number, don't we, Gaz?
Call 703-284-677 for the Mind Mac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven. That's 703-284-677. Get in touch now. Your call is our tech-driven
heaven. And there it goes. that number, if you didn't hear it, is 703-828-4677. If you're outside the U.S., make sure you put in the country code, which is 1, and then the number, and you will probably be charged if you dial it direct. So find other ways to do it, even though we continuously push this number. I don't know why. Hello?
I want to call Guy and Gaz. They make me laugh.
Yeah, that's what we do.
They make me cry.
Yeah.
They say they know tech, but I don't know why.
We don't know.
I call them anyway. They're 703-828-4678.
That's right, everyone. That number again, 703-828-4678. Now. Hello? Oh, my God. Velveteen Rabbit is after me now. He's coming after me, guys. So we have to end the show soon. This is the part of the show where we have to say goodbye.
Aww,
we appreciate the fact that every single one of you would download and listen. Damn it, listen to the show. We appreciate it that you do so. One or the other, Though, listen, that's the important part. So if you don't download, I guess you can't listen either. Should I just move on? Yes, I'm going to move on. Gaz, I think that this week, well, were we? Were we good enough? Were we really? Really? Yes. Yes, we were. Because we're self-delusional. Were we smart enough? Absolutely, we were smart enough. And that self-delusion, it is a thing. That doggone it. Woof. Wilf. Woof. Wolf. Wilf. People like us.
I used to play piano by ear, but now I use my hands.
Yes. I knew it was going to be something like, but I kept getting headaches or something like that.
End.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts.
Okay, that's recording. Oh, that feels so much better.
Good.
Just my Mac. Oh, you.
Sorry. That was genuine, that one, because I'm just typing a bit of my tip, and then I thought he's waiting for me to start, and I'll start in a minute. But that I forgot that you'd got to start, and that was kind of perfect without me knowing it. So sorry.
You. Okay.
So you start when you're ready.
I'm going to start when I'm ready. You. My Mac Podcast 1009, Folded Reality. Okay, I think that'll work. Yeah, I was really struggling to come up with a center section topic this week because there's just nothing going on.
No, well, it was pretty much the same in snippets, to be honest with you. Okay.
So whenever you're ready, sir.
I can't remember. Do you always go welcome to My Mac again or not?
Yeah, okay. I do. I don't say the 1009, but it's like welcome to My Mac podcast, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the My Mac podcast, blah, blah, blah.
After show.
I thought you'd like that.
I did. That show is saved.
Good. Yeah, that needed to be saved.
Yeah, for future generations. Got to have it.
Yes. Yeah, for history.
Ooh. Wow. I feel a lot better.
Oh, I'm glad you do.
Not so much in the microphones that I use, but in the stands that I have.
Yeah, well, that'll be your next thing. You'll be having a stand for each mic.
No, my God. I don't have a big enough desk to be able to do something like that. But the thing is...
Then you'll need a bigger desk.
Well, I've got this Rodecaster Duo, which is the interface that I use. It only has two XLR inputs, so I couldn't put more than the two microphones that I have right now.
Disastrous. Well, that means you'll have to have a bigger interface.
Yeah, I'll have to go get the four-input Rodecaster Pro 2. Oh, speaking of which, I was on... I should have mentioned this while we... Well, this can go in the after show. I was on Dave Ginsburg's In Touch with iOS.
Yep.
On Thursday. And before we started to record... He was telling he now he's been at the company that he works for a really long time, and they gave him like a $700 gift certificate to go get whatever it is that he wanted. And he's been using the original Rodecaster Pro for a really, really long time. And he was like, oh, $700, that's just enough to where I can get the Rodecaster Pro 2. And, you know, I chimed in because I don't know when to keep my mouth shut. And, I was like, well, you never use more than one or two microphones. Why don't you just get the Duo, which is what I use? And he was like, well, I really like the flexibility. And it was, and at that point I was kind of like, okay, no, no, that's fine. You can, you know, it's your money or it's your prize. You should go and get whatever it is that you want, because my opinion doesn't amount to a hill of beans. It's whatever you want that really matters. And I think he was convinced to go ahead and get the Pro 2, but then I got a text from him this morning, basically saying, I think you're right. I never use more than two microphones, so I'm going to get the Duo. And it was like, so, validation. So
he's listening
to me.
Advice about not getting a mic from you.
Yes.
That's an oxymoron, that is.
Yeah, it just seems like it's some kind of alternate universe thing.
That's just, that is just wrong. Not right. That's just
totally wrong.
What's wrong with you?
Well, he's been using for a really long time the Rode. What is that thing called?
It doesn't matter, Guy.
It doesn't matter. It totally matters. No, it, we're talking about microphones here.
What matters is the fact that you gave advice to somebody not to buy a mic and they listened to you.
Yeah.
You.
Me.
The person who has, you probably have the mic that he wanted in stock.
Who, me? Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Well, I've got a mic just like his that he uses on a regular basis.
That wasn't an invite for you to go through all of the mics that you've got, Guy.
Well, you know, you say it wasn't. And yet here we are.
So we're on holiday for next week, and then we're not on holiday again until I've got family coming over at the end of April.
Okay.
The weekend, and then we're on holiday in Jersey in May over a weekend. Old Jersey? Yeah, proper Jersey.
Real Jersey as compared to New Jersey.
Yeah, real Jersey.
Yeah, people come over here and go, that's not real Jersey. That's fake Jersey.